Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Lots to talk about this week. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we have lots to discuss. As folks likely know, the 2024 season has been announced this week. Big news.
Yes, it's great news, too, to be moving forward in this post-COVID, hopefully, world.
And what would you like to spotlight? Looks like another stellar season, a great variety of shows. What would you like to spotlight?
Oh, my goodness. It's such a fantastic season all around, but I'm sure locals will be thrilled to hear that Donna Fior is back, and she's directing a musical called Something Rotten. And it is about a pair of brothers who were playwrights at the same time as William Shakespeare and were working sort of in his shadow all the time. And they go and see a soothsayer about how they might find some success versus this, the bard. And the soothsayer says the next big thing in musicals, the next big thing in theater is musicals. So they go out to develop the musical for theater. We read it as a group the other day. It's going to be so much fun. The songs are great. It's just fantastic.
It sounds good.
The other musical is La Cage aux Folles, which I think a lot of people will remember from the Robin Williams, Nathan Lane film,
right,
which was called The Birdcage, and it is also a fabulous musical about there's a young man and a young woman going to get married, and they have to introduce the parents, but her father's the head of a morality party, and his parents are a gay male couple who run a drag nightclub. So all the plans that go into place to allow the meeting of those people, and then the very touching resolution of it all, makes for a really fantastic show. And I'm sure lots and lots and lots of people saw the movie and will love going to see that.
Okay, so those are the musicals. Great to hear Donna Fior will be back with the play Something Rotten. And we have three Shakespeare shows for next season.
We do, and I should say that Tom Allison will also be back, and he directed Rent for us this year, which everyone is loving, and he'll be directing La Cage aux Folles.
Perfect.
The Shakespeare's, great, great selection there, Twelfth Night, Romeo and Juliet, and Cymbeline. So two hugely popular, one that's we have done Cymbeline before. Esther Jin's going to be directing it this year. And the last time we directed it, Anthony directed, and we loved being in the theater with audiences when Cymbeline was on, because it's one of those Shakespeare's a lot of people haven't seen, and it's got a really great plot. So we would hear people oohing and aahing and doing great intakes of breath as they were surprised with what was happening. So it's always fun to have those thrilling, lesser-seen Shakespeares on stage. Shauna McKenna, who everyone knows and loves as an actress, is going to be directing Twelfth Night. She's no stranger to directing by any means, but it's she hasn't done that at the festival yet, and I know that's going to have an incredible cast. I'm only imagining, but I'm sure it will. And Romeo and Juliet, Sam White is coming back. She did Wedding Band for us this year, and she'll be doing Romeo and Juliet on the festival stage for us. So
okay.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. And I'm seeing one show that's going to be happening at the Avon Theater that we have been waiting for since the pandemic. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. It's Wendy and Peter Pan. This is the North American premiere of this new adaptation of the J.M. Barrie classic, Peter Pan. And it is told from the perspective of Wendy. And it has a slight switch in plot, just the tiniest thing that is incredibly poignant and makes this just, such a beautiful adaptation. It's still the same story. There's just a tiny thing that happens at the beginning that makes sense of the entire play in a really beautiful, beautiful way. And that's going to be, yes, the family show, but also I've read that one as well, and it's definitely good for all ages.
So again, it's going to be another stellar season. The 2024 season has been announced. We have all the links and details available with mystratfordnow.com. We haven't had a chance to chat about what's going to be at the Studio Theater for next year.
Oh my goodness, yes, we've got some two new plays, which is very, very exciting, always when a new play goes to the stage. One is called Get That Hope, and that is by Andrea Scott. And She worked with us. She was in the director's office for a while. A wonderful person, fabulous writer. And Andre Sills is going to be directing that. That play is inspired by a time when she went to see Long Day's Journey Into Night at the festival and came out thinking about her own Jamaican-Canadian family and wrote a play about her family, sort of reflecting on Long Day's Journey Into Night, but of course, very different. The other new play that I mentioned is not at the studio. It's at the Tom Patterson, and that's an adaptation of Margaret Lawrence's The Diviners, which is a book I know so many people are familiar with. And that is by Vern Thiessen and Yvette Nolan, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Again, it's one that I've read. It's a compelling story, and I think that people are going to want to flock to see that. You know, Margaret Lawrence had such a huge impact on people of my generation. I know, I'm sure that people are going to want to go and see that. There's been a lot of buzz about it already.
That is just a sample.
And the other show at the Studio Theater is by Edward Albee, who wrote Three Tall Women, which we did recently, and it's called The Goat or Who is Sylvia? Inspired by or referencing a song from Two Gentlemen of Verona, which is called Who is Sylvia, but one of the women in that. But it is, it sounds like a wacky plot, but it is about a man who can't seem to focus. He's got everything in life. He's approaching his 50th birthday. He's got the wife and the kids and the prestigious awards for his career. And it turns out he's fallen in love with a goat. So, it is, of course, a statement on what we will and won't accept as a society. And it was written in 2000 and has been produced several times to great success.
Wow, what a season coming up. Any other shows you want to spotlight? There's London Assurance, Salesman in China, and Hedy Gabler as well.
Hedy Gabler, yeah, just so great. That is a play that has only been produced once before at Stratford, if at all. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It's one of the most famous Ibsen titles and a play, I hate to admit, that I've never seen. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also really looking forward to hearing what the casting is for it. And then Salesman in China is a wonderful, another new play. And it is about the time Arthur Miller went to China to produce Death of a Salesman. And it is a great reflection on American culture and Chinese culture at the time and how you represent that big American dream in Chinese communist culture. That's going to be absolutely amazing. And Anthony Cimolino, our artistic director, is going to be directing London Assurance, an amazing comedy. And I am really looking forward to seeing that one. Again, it's one that I've heard so much about, I haven't seen. But I know on the tour of the warehouse, there was a fabulous set that had been from London Assurance, and it was constantly being referenced on the tour of the warehouse. So it's one of those titles that always rings in my head.
Well, thanks so much, Anne, for the spotlight on the 2024 season. And as you say, they're familiar favorites. But the beauty of Stratford is these new shows that often become big, big hits.
Yeah, I'm so I'm really excited about seeing the new plays. As I, this year, Casey and Diana,
yeah,
the best plays you'd ever hope to see. So we're very fortunate here.
We certainly are. So in terms of ticket sales, we're anxious. When do tickets go on sale? Obviously, they go on sale for members first. Is that right?
For members in November and for everyone else in December. So it's going to be fine for giving gifts and anything else you want to do.
But we're not done with this season just yet. There are some great ticket sales going on.
There are some fabulous ticket sales, and we just opened Love's Labor's Lost, and if you can get a ticket to that, please do. Go see the amazing, you're back to school, so go see the beautiful Wrinkle in Time. TPT is going to close at the end of this month, so don't miss.
Yeah.
The Wedding Band, Grand Magic, and Richard II. There's only, 10 days left to see those, and really they are not to be missed.
And a very special presentation is happening this Monday evening for PAL Stratford, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, The Hits of Motown, featuring actors and members with Stratford Festival.
Yeah, I can't believe it's time for the PAL fundraiser already. And, of course, PAL is Performing Arts Lodge, and it is a very important charity, especially in our community, but in communities across the country. And it is being presented by Bo Dixon and Marcus Nance. What a team. And I have bought my tickets. I suggest you buy yours. They're $25 and up. So a great opportunity to support a really worthy cause within Stratford and to see some incredible performances. Motown Music, what could be better than that on a Monday night? It's going to be spectacular. They always are. Every year that, you know, people say they sometimes have to drag themselves out on a cool fall evening, and by the time they're leaving, they're going, how could I ever even contemplate having missed that?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about incredible performances with Stratford Festival. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for details. Ann Swerdfeger, and thank you so much for this stellar news and a great spotlight on the upcoming season.
It's so good to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.